Okay, welcome to Swedish Junior Hockey Podcast. Jacob Dahlin, your host. Today, probably our youngest, I would say our youngest guest so far, Melker Linder from Falköping, Sweden. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Scandlux, your home for Scandinavian luxury products for the U.S. market. You can find us at scandlux.com.
So you and I go back a few years.
Yeah.
I remember, full transparency, Melker used to live here in the U.S. And I coached your older brother a little bit.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about that. How did you end up here in the U.S. and when was that?
Well, it was about when I was 6 years that my dad got the opportunity to work in the U.S. So we made the move there. And that's how we got there.
Yeah. And if I remember right, I can actually remember one of the first times. Actually, I do remember exactly the first time that I watched you skate. So I can say that.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is going to sound really weird, but I remember you were wearing a Carolina Hurricanes jersey. We were at a game or tournament in Wilmington, North Carolina, I believe.
Oh yeah.
I may be wrong.
Yeah, no. I know I have a photo when I'm skating in the Carolina jersey, so it might be that one.
That may be that time, but I remember. But you weren't playing. You know, you didn't start when you were three or four, or
you didn't play
hockey in the beginning.
No, I wasn't so interested in the beginning, but it got later on after my brother started. And when I like followed and watched their team play, and I got interested, so I joined the Learn to Skate program in Greensboro.
Yeah.
And the coach, it was Martin Schneider.
Schneider, we're going to give him a shout out. We're going to send this to him. He's still helping out with Learn to Play.
Yeah, nice. And I thought it was really fun. And sometime after that, I joined the Greensboro Stars on practices. And and it was Tom Bellamucci there who was my coach.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just saw him the other week or last, or
yeah.
I was refereeing one of his men's league games. So, yeah,
whole
world.
Yeah.
But, so how long were you over here? You were here for 3 or 4 years?
3 years.
3 years. And then, so let's talk about your older brother. So, Hermann Linder, who started also kind of late in kind of the rec leagues here, and then he joined the travel teams. I coached him at U10, U12, sometime in there, and then you guys went back to Sweden.
Yes, in 2017, we moved back.
So how was it to then get back to Sweden? You've been here for 3 years, so you were here from 6 to 9. Did you get into all the sports right away? Because you didn't just play hockey, right?
Well, yeah. I started with hockey in U.S., so I never played that before we moved. But I started when we came back because, I like to play hockey. But I also played soccer, which I played before we moved.
Too. Yep. And for those who don't know, you're from Falköping. Where is Falköping for a little geographical lesson here?
How
would you describe where Falköping is?
It's not very south, but pretty south, and it's like in between Vänern and Vättern.
The two big lakes.
It's like, it's about an hour from Jönköping and 2 hours from Gothenburg.
Okay.
So,
in Västergötland, for those who, if you want to look up the kind of the counties there. So you move back to Falköping, and that's where you still live, right?
Yes.
And we're going to talk about. We're going to talk later on about your next move into hockey gymnasium, but we'll get there in a second. So your youth organization in Sweden is Falköping Blue Riders.
Yeah, Blue Riders.
So we just had Felicia Frank on, who was also from Falköping, right?
Yeah, she is.
And that was a couple of weeks ago, and it was fun. So did, but she was playing with your older brother, I believe.
Yeah, she was one of the people that wanted him to start too. So she got him a little bit interested in hockey.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
So
she,
how was it then growing up? Because you are 2008 birth year, so you're 3 years younger than your older brother. But how much did you guys, that's a pretty good size gap in age. So you didn't really play on the same team in the beginning, right?
No, not in the beginning. I know, no, we didn't do. But later on, I played a bit with him in my first game in U16. I debuted with my brother, and he actually hurt his I don't know what it is, his nyckelben.
Oh, his collarbone.
Yeah, and he hurt that my first game. So,
well, I'm not surprised because I know that you can be a tenacious young man when you when you play. So, for those who don't know, so I've got elite prospects up. Big player, plays defense, but you haven't always played defense, right?
No, not always. I used to be forward, mostly center, but it was about in 2021, 22 season when I like had to choose because I played some defense too, and it was like time to choose for the district team and all that.
Yeah,
what I would like to like specialize myself as.
Yeah, but 6'3", 165 currently, and growing. But let's talk a little bit about the opportunity. I mean, Falköping, very very small club, not HV71, which is the closest one, right? I mean, that has.
Yeah.
You know, so at U6, at U14, U16, you didn't play in the national, you know, in the elite divisions, right?
No, I didn't. It's a small club, but yeah.
Yeah, but talk about the advantages, because you could ride the bike from your house to the rink.
Oh yeah, it's pretty nice that it's a small organization too, because you know, there was a. Many ice times to just bike up to the rink and play some hockey with friends and stuff. So yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, and the ability, so no really limits with that. And the other part that you mentioned, kind of playing up, you had the ability to play with the same age. You could play up, but you also had the ability to play, because I know you played in a lot of different places. So if the next town over needed a player, you went over there and played with them some, and you've done quite a bit of that in a young hockey player's career.
Yeah.
And I think that is, if you would have been in Jönköping, perhaps you wouldn't have had those opportunities. So that my point here is that there's not always the best place is to be in the big club, right?
No, yeah.
How much did you guys have, you know, not, or so when you were, let's talk a little bit about unorganized practices. So just open stick and puck, open hockey. How much of that did you guys have growing up?
Well, we had like 2, 3 something organized practices.
Yeah.
And I could practice more when I practiced with some other teams too, but it was a lot of open ice and stuff like that. So I would go on my free time.
So who were out there then? Because it wasn't just you out there shooting a puck around.
No. It was just the other players in the club, and it was free for everyone. So yeah.
Yeah. And then you guys would also go and say, all right, we're going to Linköping today and we're going to go out and skate on the outdoor pond out there, or not the pond, but they have like a rink. Do you guys go and do that at some of the other rinks as well?
Here in Falköping?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one outside of Falköping, where they had an outdoor pond rink that I went sometime on the winter.
Yeah.
Not that much, but I was there sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember we went one summer. We went to Linköping as a speak about their kind of. They had a nice setup where in the wintertime they have an outdoor rink right next to their. It's just outside the main rink, and they practice a lot there. They do a lot of the unorganized kind of skates out there. I remember there was a guy, Rasmus Dahlin. I think he may have come through there. It was pretty good for him. My point here is
Pretty
that
good.
there's opportunities, the unorganized versus organized practice, and the amount of time that you can practice is pretty important. So how at what point did you start getting into like, okay, this is going pretty good. Not just kind of a fun thing, but like you're starting to have some success. Did that start kind of when you got into kind of the U16s or playing up, or how at what point did you kind of get that fire that, man, I really want to do this?
Don't know exactly, but maybe I got some like motivation and when I got to play up in U16, and then later on when it was G18 and the A team that I realized that I really like it. I want to, yeah.
Yeah, so 22-23 year, you played 15 games with Division III, which
Yeah.
for those who don't know, so Falköping was in Division III. This past season, they didn't have a team because of they were redoing the rink. But was that the first year you played with the men's team?
Yeah, it was. I think I played my two or three games just before Falköping went to Allsvenskan, which is like the what do you say,
After
the
Christmas.
better, yeah,
Yeah.
the better. It's the better one of the series for the teams that try to get it to Division Two.
Yeah. But how was that? Because you were what then, 15?
I was 14 or 15. I think I was 14.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure, but somewhere around there.
So early on, and so how was that, because you'd at what I'm sure they started with the you got asked to go and practice with the men's team, right? How was that the first time? Who was it that came and asked you, hey, do you want to come and practice with us? And how walk us through that kind of that time, if you remember.
For the A team, I don't remember exactly the first time they asked me, but I remember the first time they asked me to play in the G18 game. I was a little surprised, but it was really fun to get the chance.
And then that was when your brother played there as well. What did he think about that? I mean, he's always been, you guys have always been competing and it's a fun relationship, but what did he think about it?
Well, of course he was glad for me. But yeah, I don't know. He
Yeah.
competed a lot and a little bit of a rivalry there.
Yeah. It's fun though. He's always had the personality that hasn't necessarily been, aggravated by his younger brother, but really when you say that he was glad for you, that's pretty genuine, and he's always been kind of a huge supporter,
Absolutely.
which has been fun to watch as well. But you got an early start and, lots and lots of experience and held your own with the men, but that's got to be just a completely different game. And
I was pretty small, or not in length, but the other guys had some more muscles, so it was tough. But I think it was very good for me and good for me as a hockey player. to learn and how to play with them. And
Talk a little bit about the coaches that so who's been influential there in Falköping? Of course, your dad has had a good influence, but no offense to your dad, he's not the greatest of skaters.
No.
Your dad and I are good friends. But who's been kind of, there's coaches behind you that influenced you in Falköping. You mentioned Schneider and Bälamuka here in the US, but talk about some of the other ones that kind of brought you under the wings.
I had some different coaches in some different teams, but mostly in the youth teams. It was Anders Asplund
Okay.
that had me a lot, and then on in the men's team had Anton Lund and Daniel Franco, which is Felicia's dad.
Yeah. And what was it that they gave you? Because I know that you've always been a very, very driven person, so they didn't have to necessarily motivate you. You were pretty self-motivated. But what has been kind of important for you in your development from their perspective?
Anton was good with he liked when the D's took the puck up the ice, and it
Yep.
was something he learned me to do good, and yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, just that, and to play fast and
And then, at what point did you start? At some point, you also started to play with kind of the district teams as well. At what was that year, U16 or 2 years ago?
I think it was the season when I played with the men's team was the season, like the open practices and the that stuff for the that team started, and we had.
The unofficial district teams or the talk about that a little because they have kind of this, it's the district sort of that organizes this, but it's kind of they're inviting a bunch of players and you play a bunch of scrimmages or how was that happen?
Yeah, in the start it's just open practices, which anyone that wants to can come and play, that plays
Yeah.
hockey. And then they what do you say? They take out the players they like, and it just keeps on getting smaller and smaller till they have the end team.
Yeah, and the goal for there for the district of it is of course the TV puck tournament, and everybody wants that, right?
Yeah, it's
Everybody's going for it. But how important was that for you?
well, it was important, I think. It was a great experience that I learned much from Björn Hurtig, the defense trainer there, and yeah, it was real fun to play against the best of the other players in my age in Sweden.
Yeah.
I think it was very good.
So Bjarne, that name has been mentioned before in this podcast. Talk a little bit about Bjarne. So he was working with the district team at the time, right?
Yeah, he was the one that coached the defense.
Yeah. What influence did he have on you?
He had a big influence. He's a really good coach, and he taught me a lot of stuff on the ice, how to play, and it was a big It was really good.
Yeah, he's not the flashiest guy out there, but
No.
everybody that knows hockey down in the south knows of Bjarne Hurtig,
Yeah.
just a selfless guy that likes to give, which is
Yeah.
awesome. I mean, Sweden's full of these guys that are kind of sort of unknown. They don't get all the headlines, but have a tremendous amount of influence over young, talented people that bloom out into kind of big time hockey players sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about it. So you got selected for the district team, played in the hockey tournament, in the TV Puck tournament for Västergötland, made it to the group through the group rounds.
Yeah,
And how was
almost
that to,
stepping in the group.
yeah, how does that, how was that to play? So you're playing against the best of the best in Sweden at the time. So everybody's what, 15 years old?
Yeah, 15.
And there's some, I guess there's some that are 14, but rare.
Yeah, exactly. It's the
Yeah.
year going to be 15, so there were some 14-year-old guys.
Yeah. So give me a couple of names, or maybe one name that you were like, this guy is going to become the next Rasmus Dahlin, or watch out for this guy. Who would you pick? Putting you on the spot here, but.
Yeah, well, many good players, but probably I would say our captain, Bussemaier.
Okay.
He's a real good player.
Frölunda commit, right?
Yeah.
So, but he was on your team, and what talk about him for a second. What made him special?
He always competed and he always worked very, very hard and out on the ice, and he was a really hard-working player and always wanted to get better and analyze his own game and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you think he's going to be his success is going to continue?
Yeah, he has good potential.
Yep. That's good. So let's move into the next phase. So post TV Puck tournament, at what point did you start thinking about hockey gymnasium? How early is that enter your mind as a young hockey player? I mean, everybody talks about it when you're in the hockey TV Puck tournament, but when did you start thinking about, hey, I may want to do this in hockey gymnasium?
Yeah, I think it was about when the district team started and that 21-22 season and when the first gymnasium contacted me. So yeah,
Yeah.
because
And at
then
the
I
top.
start to realize that it's possible and yeah.
Yeah. And not too bad, because I mean, you're playing then in a small club, and
Yeah.
you're really competing with a lot of guys from bigger clubs, right? But you're not alone too, being coming from a small club at that age.
No, there are pretty many small clubs with players from it in the district team, and
Yeah. And then, of course, now you have. So, how is that to be? So, there's restrictions on when they can actually contact you, right? But when
yeah.
the. So, is the. How does that work, really? I mean, you can talk to them, but they can't talk to you in the beginning when you're 14. But once you're 15 or what is the age?
I'm not exactly sure about the rules there, but yeah, they contact my dad and yeah, on his phone number and started to talk to us, but I'm not sure if I was 15 yet, or maybe I was.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure.
So what's that like? I mean, all of a sudden you're starting getting, of course, you're having success, you're part of the district team, you're getting noticed, and after a while it's not surprising, but did you have kind of your, at what point did you start thinking like, okay, I want to go there, or I want to go there?
It was about
In terms of gathering, who's your favorites in terms of where do you really want to go? I'm fishing a little bit here, because I know that you've been going to hockey, the summer camps in the hockey schools in Leksand. So were they ever
yeah.
on your radar?
No, I never had the contact with Lexan. I didn't.
Ah, too bad.
Yeah.
But you've been going up there, and I know you got some family up there, but why not seek up to Modo or Mora or Leksand? Why concentrating? Why does people not go to those places if you're from the south?
I don't know. Maybe for me, I didn't really have contact with a team that up north, but there are some people that do, but it's a little bit more like it's a further move for you as a 15 or 16 year old also, so it's not as easy maybe.
And I think that the other way is that they're not necessarily going down to watch you. They're not going to travel down from Mura or
No.
Lexan to come down, what is it, 4.5
No.
hours to go watch a kid from Falköping when they have their districts that they're primarily recruiting
Yeah,
from.
exactly. Yeah.
So,
Primarily, yeah.
yeah. So, at what point did you start going on visits? Because you visited a number of different schools and programs, right?
Yeah, I visited some.
And after a while, so let's spill the beans here. You're going to end up in Linköping, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. They're called. What is Linköping's? Is it Linköping Hockey Club? Or I can't remember. They have a
Yeah.
lion. They have a lion or something as their logo, right?
Yeah, they have a line. But I don't know. I don't think they call it. It's just Linköping Hockey Club, I think.
Yeah. So why
Yeah.
Linköping?
Well, it felt very good, and I was up there with them and practiced it with them, and it felt good. It felt like a good organization, and it felt like they had faith in me too, so it felt like a good place to be.
Yeah. And let's talk about them for a second because they're one of the major clubs in Sweden. They have an SHL team. They
Yeah.
have a J20 national. They play J18 region in the in are they in which division are in J18? Are they in West? No.
South.
They're in South.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And their hockey gymnasium is a national designation NIU, right? So
Yeah.
what does that mean now? I mean, you're really going to, so there's like 22 NIUs. So you're going to one of the top clubs in the country. So how does that work? Who were your main contacts there? Who was recruiting you?
My main contact was probably Niklas Hävelid.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the one we talked to the most in the beginning. And then the later on, I also met the G18 trainer, Jesper Bolin, which is going to be my trainer next season.
Yeah. And Hävelid, who's, big time experience. I think isn't
Yeah.
his brother is the coach for the national team.
Yeah, he was the coach for the G20 national team.
Yeah. And I think that no matter what, you're gonna go to a place that has not just so talk about their facilities for a second.
I think they have.
It's not Falköping.
No, it's a lot bigger. I think they have three rinks or something like that. I think it's three.
Yeah.
And they have the big one for the SHL team, which is the Saab
Yeah.
Arena. And then they have the old rink for the SHL team where the juniors play their games now, and it Stångebro Ishall
Okay. And then
Ishall.
you got a practice rink in addition to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we practice, yeah, it's a little bit on all the rinks.
Do you know? So, how does it work going over there? Because it's what, maybe an hour and a half from, or how far? 2 hours
No.
from Falköping?
Yeah, a little bit over 2 hours.
Yeah. So moving over there, you're gonna have it's gonna be a little bit different situation. Are you gonna live in an apartment?
Yeah.
First time on your own?
Yeah, first time on my own.
No roommates?
No, we have a own apartment. The
Yeah.
ones that come from outside of Linköping.
And how far away from because you've already got that apartment, right? So when do you report?
Well, I haven't got the apartment yet. But I know kind of where I'm gonna live.
Yeah.
So I think I get the apartment in the end of July or something like that.
Okay. And then come August, everybody's going to show up. Do you know who's going to be? Has that been already published on who is going to be on the team for next year?
Yeah. I don't know if they've published it like that, but I know who's it gonna be.
That's right. But
Yeah.
you're gonna, I mean, you're coming in, and so what's the idea here? Because you're gonna be help me out here. You're gonna be a first year U18 player, right?
Yeah.
And too old to play U16, but first year U18.
Yeah.
And but a lot of those guys also play J20, right?
Yeah, some of them play up also, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to an area now where the competition's going to be pretty stiff.
Yeah, it's gonna be very stiff.
Yeah. What's it like now? I mean, up to this point, you've been working hard, but you've been aside from the district teams, but now you're going to be sitting side by side in the locker room with guys that are they want to just as they're all a bunch of Melkerlinders that are there that came from success, and they're coming to a big school and they're just like you,
Yeah.
but there's only so many spots.
Yeah. It's gonna be a tough competition and everybody's gonna want to work hard for their spot. So, yeah.
Yeah. How, if I know you right, I mean you're going to want to create friends and stuff, but I think that's only going to be in your favor, right?
What?
Competing.
Oh, yeah. I like to compete, so it's gonna be nice.
Yeah. I think so too. So what are you physically are you ready? 'Cause I'm sure that you're going to be going to a group where some are maybe bigger, stronger, some are smaller and not so strong, but how physically are you ready to get in there with a group of older players? Because you're going to be the young guy.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough, of course, but I just need to work hard in the summer with running and gym and all that stuff to prepare myself as best as possible.
Yeah. Cooper test coming up, you think?
What do you say?
The Cooper test, is that going to be coming up early
Yeah,
on?
can be, can happen.
Yeah. I know running is your favorite activity, right?
Oh yeah. My favorite.
So what's let's look forward a little bit. Because when you get in there, it's all about because how many defensemen are they going to have that are going to be U18 or J18 age wise?
I don't know exactly, but there's some 07s, and I think we're some more 08s compared to 07s.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, but maybe around 6 to 8, something like that.
Yep, on the D side. And the
Yeah.
first thing is trying to make us earn a spot, right? And
Yeah.
get a regular spot in there. And then I think the great thing is the ability to you are going to be in a position where you're going to have skills, you're going to have practices with J18, and then you're going to have the opportunity to get some skates in with the J20 as well. But you got 3 years in front of you now. What's in front of you? What's the goals?
My goals are probably just to make the team and to play as much as possible. I want to play as much as I can and play up if that's going to be possible. So yeah, just to
Yeah.
become as good as possible.
Yeah, and I think that you're in a great spot, of course. One of the major schools, major programs. Do you know, have you already declared what your area of study is going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be economics.
Okay, not construction. Nope. I mean, you could
No.
go a lot easier than go economics here.
Yeah, I guess I could, but yeah.
But I mean, is so I think that, we've had a lot of people on that talked about, playing in college and so on. There's a life beyond hockey. And I think that you're making a wise decision to take a college preparatory subject that if you
Yeah.
then want to play in the US at some point and play in college, you're going to be academically ready for it. Some players make that mistake of taking it too easy and don't apply themselves, and then they want to go to college and they can't.
Yeah.
Is that ever, I mean, you've been over here in the US before. Has that ever kind of spurned the interest of playing in college over here at some point?
Yeah, it would be fun. I haven't thought about it that much, but it would, of course, be a fun experience, I think, if I would get that opportunity.
Yeah. And I think that is definitely in the realm of possibilities in the future. And of course, now when you're on this podcast, you're going to be broadcasted to everybody over here.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, it's been fun to kind of chat, and we'll see you next time we come around in Västergötland or Västgöta. We'll come and watch you. Of
Yeah.
course, it'll be cool to kind of keep up with you in your next chapter. Thanks for coming on, Melker, and good luck in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me.